Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels. Today we're just gonna be going over real quick on using the JVC GZHD10 AVCHD camcorder. Now, I've already captured some footage just as a test in very extreme low light conditions, and at the same time, I wanted to be able to see the quality of the audio with the background noise and with whatever else was going on. Now that I've already captured that footage, I've gone and connected the supplied USB cable from the camera to my USB port, and I set the camera to playback on PC. Now once I've done that, I've gone ahead and launched Final Cut. And we're going to begin the process of importing this footage. Now, of course, since this is an AVCHD, I will need to encode this into another type of format so that it is in a editable format. Basically, we can go ahead and edit it within Final Cut and using the timeline that we have here. So we'll go to Final Cut Pro. We'll click on File, Log and Transfer, and it immediately recognizes my camera and sees my clip. So I already have the clip selected. I'll go to Add Selection to Queue, and this will begin the process of importing the clip into Final Cut, and while it imports it, it's actually encoding it into a format that you can specify within the preferences. By default, it's set up on the ProRes 422, which for me, that's not a problem. It's perfectly fine. I don't have an issue with it. First of all, disk space is very cheap, and since the clip is small, it's not a matter of spending a lot of time. Now, if you have clips that are going to be very long, that would be a very, very tedious process, and this may not be the way that you would want to go with that. More than likely, you would probably want to use a software editing application that will just handle the format of the clips in its native format, so that way you save yourself time. But again, the clips that I'm going to be using for this, especially with this particular camera, they're going to be short clips. It's not like I'm going to be here for hours and hours and hours and then having to encode those files as they import. So again, like I said, that's not a problem for me, but everyone's situation is different. So I'll go ahead and I'll let this finish up, and once it's done, we'll come back to it. Alright, now that this is almost completed with its transferring, we'll go ahead and close out the log and transfer, because we no longer need this. Now we can go to our timeline and into our project window, and we see that our clip is right here. And we can go ahead and scroll over, check out the information. As you can see, it is a 1440 by 1080 because that's the size or the aspect ratio that my particular camera records in. You can see it's at 29.97 frames per second. Now this camera actually records in 1080i 60, but it outputs to 1080p 60. Frames per second. So it doesn't record in 1080p, so that's one thing you want to keep in mind with these cameras to make sure. I do know that the model, I believe it's the HD30 and the HD40, those two particular cameras do record in a dual format. So not only do they record in AVCHD, but they also record in MPEG, and as it states on product information at a much higher bit rate and better quality. So one of the things you do want to keep in mind, though, is that if you do end up getting the one where it's not a dual format and it's only AVC-HD, you know, that is for consumers. So, you know, definitely do keep that in mind. So as we go over, you see that the data rate is 14.6 megabytes. And the pixel aspect ratio is, as I said, 1440 by 1080. So we're going to go ahead and take this clip. Go ahead and insert that in here, and since there's no other clips, we'll let it go ahead and match the settings for the sequence. And let me just zoom this down. Probably about 50% would be about right. And as you can see, that the audio and my video, I do have it set to show the time codes and everything, so that information is still intact. As you see from my timeline here, there's no editing whatsoever that needs to be done with this. Well, I mean, no rendering, because that process was already taken care of when we did this import and went ahead and encoded it over to the ProRes 422. So if I wanted to, then I could definitely go ahead and make my cuts, you know, pretty much wherever I want, and then add any effects. And depending on the type of effects that I use or plugins that I use within Final Cut, some will need to be rendered while others may not. So that's just a quick and easy way on how to import your footage from your JVC HD Vireo, especially if you're using the GZ HD10. Now, we can go ahead and play back some of this right quick just so you can see. All right, this is a quick video test, basically just testing a low light condition and the audio and any background noise that may be going on at the time, but you know, if anyone passes by or whatever. So anyway, and that was pretty much it with that. So again, hope you enjoyed this quick tutorial on how to go ahead and get that set up and how to import that footage, even though the camera itself does not come with any Mac software. It does, however, come with the PC software, which, again, does handle the AVC-HD codec natively. Anyways, this is Willie V, a.k.a. Bull Boy Kennels of iTexture.com, and as always, thank you for taking the time to watch.